good almost afternoon, America, the rest of the world, and Infocom, most importantly. This is the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota. I get to co-host with the lovely...
Victoria Barola, and I love that you're trying to put me under the throw me under the bus here. I'm not the host, but we're just a team. My name is Victoria Barola. You're listening to the Trade Show Minute, and we're here with our wonderful guest.
Ken Eagle with Alona. Don't be so modest, Victoria. You're lovely.
Thank you.
I know, right? And she does a great job of hosting. I don't know why she keeps anyone throwing under the bus. I'm like, you're doing so well. Just be yourself.
Well, thank you. So how was your experience so far? Welcome onto the show.
You know what? This year, I got to tell you, the experience is overwhelming.
Right?
Oh, crazy. In a good way?
In a good way. Day one, out of the gate, completely slammed. Day two, the same way. I really made it to the interview, by the way.
And you can eat the microphone. I mean, Johnny eats it for breakfast.
That's all I get to eat is a task can microphone because they don't serve.
That explains your
girl. Yeah, right?
So you said you beat the slam. That's great news.
Very, very good news. Great to see this many people attending InfoCom.
Good. For listeners out there, who are you with and what do you guys do?
So my company is Alona, and we are in the distribution category of audio video. That means HD-based HDMI. It means the world of network AV. It's processing. It's presentation, distribution. It's, believe it or not, darn exciting.
And where have you seen the most success? I mean, what markets are you reaching out to, or maybe a market that surprised you that they're using your products?
So, this doesn't surprise me, but I'll tell you where we're seeing a tremendous amount of growth right now. It's in the education space. And it's a market that we've worked with before, but not at the level we're doing it now. It's growing like crazy. And what's driving that are universities, colleges, these types of places that are doing campus-wide distribution. And what I mean by that is not just a room here, not just a room there, but I want to do all of my rooms and I want to manage them off in one spot and I want to see them all at one time. I want the same user experience in every one when I go to it. And that's what Alona's developing for them, and that's really interesting.
And Johnny looks like he's brewing up a question, unless that's his face.
No, it's my face. Good call. So many questions. Let's start with, what booth number are you guys at?
3961. I'll be right behind us.
All right, and I can just go over there and check out. Actually, you know what? You have new products, new solutions showing today?
Yeah, we do. We've got the whole booth is new.
Okay.
And let me give you a quick overview, because it starts real simple, right? This is in the extender category. We have a product called HDVS, which is a small HD-based T. extender presentation system, and what we've done is we've taken this extender system and we've built it into a soft codec collaboration system. What does that mean? It's a lot of tricky words in there, all right? Think about business today. Walk into a conference room and you want to Skype with somebody on the other side of the country. And you two guys are in the room with me, right? I open up my laptop for the Skype session. How well does that work? It's a personal communication, right? Skype. It's my camera, it's my microphone. How do we get you guys in? That's the problem with inexpensive, affordable distance communication today, right?
Okay.
So we introduced HDVS 300, which is a product that allows us to take simple USB-based microphones, speakers, and a camera, connect it into the system, and now you guys in the room are part of my Skype session, even though it's initiated through my laptop. I walked in with it. I own the equipment. It's inexpensive. It's easy. No elaborate, tricky cables and system for a business owner or an end user to manage. And that's what makes it really powerful. So it's a simple system.
And what is it called again?
It's called the HDVS 300. It's a soft codec conferencing system.
Okay. And that's something that's actually on the market today.
It's on the market today, and it is on fire. We actually brought it out a few months back, and we can't even keep it on the shelves. Tremendous product. Right? So from there, we step up to BYOD. Bring your own device. This is the new big buzz. It's probably the number one or two topic you see on the show floor right now. Wireless presentation. So we have a product called the 510W, which allows just that. It allows you to walk in with an iPhone, an iOS device, or an Android device, and connect wirelessly to the presentation system without the need to download an app to your device. So it's very attractive. It can also sit on the corporate network. So if the corporate IT guy says, hey, we don't let anything wireless in unless it goes through my system, I control it, no problem. Go through your security, run through the corporate network system. Put it on, you're ready to go. Very, very popular piece. From there, we go into the next biggest trend probably see on the show floor, or maybe the biggest trend, distribution over the IP network, Network AV. So we have a product line called OmniStream. This is full distribution over the IP network. So standard gigabit network. We have both single stream and dual stream encoders and decoders. This has been out for a year. Very popular category. And what separates Avalona from some of the other manufacturers out there is that, in fact, number one, we have dual stream encoding and decoding, which allows for redundancy. IT people love this. That means if a network switch goes down, or packets get dropped, or a stream gets lost somewhere, you immediately, the system fails over to the backup IP port, and your source stays up and running. You do not lose video. So it's very popular for that feature. Second, zero, the speed at which we send over the network is very fast, less than 70 milliseconds, very low latency. That means for live applications, OmniStream is the perfect product. Even something simple as I'm using a mouse and doing a demonstration, no latency, no visible lag in that. All right, live presentation, house of worship, stadium arena. This is the kind of product you want to have. High quality video, very low latency, and brand new this year. Video wall, native out of the Avalona box. We've got a display in the Avalona booth. We're using consumer grade displays. We went down to Best Buy. We bought four consumer grade displays. We hung them on the wall. Show how easy and affordable it can be to do a video wall solution. And what's unique about this, you take four consumer-grade displays, they've always got a thicker bezel on the bottom and a logo and some buttons and different stuff. So we took it's a 2x2, four displays. We took the top two, rotated them 180 degrees so all the bezels would look the same and match up. And so the top two, we're actually doing 180 degree pixel rotation live with no latency, no degradation in the pixel quality.
Awesome.
Looks really cool.
Awesome. What was the booth number?
3961.
Okay, so Victoria and I are very, very busy with the podcast calendar, schedule, podcast station, interviewing professionals like yourself, and so we don't really get a whole lot of downtime, if you will. So it's tough to get out to the booth and see your products and solutions. For people listening and or us, right, you know, that maybe I want to InfoCom, where can we go to learn more about all these solutions?
So 3 weeks ago, Avalona launched a brand new website. It's at Avalona.com,
okay. And
it's awesome. You can find all the information there, and let me tell you one of my favorite features about this. We added a tab on the top that's called Solutions, because what's tough with a manufacturer like Avalona, you go to the website, and there's a lot of black boxes on there, and it's kind of, how do I know which one do I need for my application?
Right.
So we added a Solutions tab, and you can look by application now. So if you're working for a university, you can go to a university solution, and it pulls up the products. And the drawing and a picture of exactly what you're going to want, what goes in there. If you're doing a sports bar, boom, you go to sports bar. It comes up, shows it right there. If you're doing a huddle space, you get that. If you're doing video wall, you get that and it comes up right there. So it makes it really easy for you. The second thing I would suggest, if you're going to Avalona.com, is click on the training button. That takes you to MySpace, which is called Avalona Academy. It's our training program. It's a global training program. It's free to Avalona customers. You can sign on for our training program there, and you will have over 12 hours of learning education for free through our Avalona Academy, and it's all InfoCom accredited.
So that's great information, and maybe give me a little more information on this, or rather advice. I've known you for a good handful of years now. I wouldn't say a lot, but you know, I'm not necessarily new to the AV industry. However, to my right, the lovely co-host Victoria Varela. She's been in the space now for about a year and a half, 2 years, actively, you know, programming and integration, control, audio background from college, and CTS certified, you know, not a small feat. She is also a millennial, so from the younger generation, basically, who's going to replace us all? So for her and other people coming into the industry, do you have advice for her and other people on what to expect, or, you know, where they can learn more, aside, you know, Avalona Academy, of course, but
that's a great place.
It's a great place, and Avalona does it the best. I just want to say that. But manufacturers do it all over. So if you're working for a manufacturer, you know a manufacturer, check out their training, because it's usually free.
Yeah.
It's a great place to start, and I always tell everybody, experience. Touch some products, get hands-on, whether it's at a booth or a demo somewhere, or you know somebody, or you want to put some equipment in your house. Play with some things. Hands-on experience is the best way to get to know it and to know what you're talking about. There's lots of free ways to do that out there.
Okay.
Sweet. thank you for that advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, booth number, if I want to come and check out your products in person.
Booth 3961, Hall B.
And website as well.
Alona.com. You can also hit that AlonaAcademy.com, which takes you right into our training page in the Alona website.
Sweet.
Great.
Social networking sites, I'm assuming that you have them.
Absolutely. You can get us on Twitter, Instagram, we're on Facebook. We have a great Facebook page. Definitely check us out there. And YouTube. We have an amazing YouTube channel where we put, we add multiple videos weekly. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. I always like to tell all of our dealers, take an AV expert with you when you go into the field. And you do that off your mobile device. We've got an amazing suite of videos, educational videos, how-to videos. If you're behind an AV rack or standing on a ladder and you can't remember the RS-232 pinout and you're in a fix, pull it up on your device right there. We got a video for it.
That's awesome. I now realize that you're saying YouTube and not YouTube. it was fresh in my mind.
I probably stayed up too late last night. So.
A friend of mine that went down to the YouTube concert. I was like, YouTube, do it. But no, YouTube. Go to the Alona YouTube page for education. And one more time, it's AtLonaAcademy.com?
AtLonaAcademy.com and AtLonaAcademy.com. Those are our two primary sites that both feed you into the education channel.
Sweet. Any further questions, Victoria?
No, but if you missed this recording or you want to, missed it, you wouldn't be listening to it right now. If you want to pass on the love, check it out at rafehopes.com/infocom2017. You'll find this podcast posted later. You'll find a bunch of videos from the booth, blogs about different products. You can also catch scheduled podcasts at rapepubs.com/infocom2017/live. You can find Rape Pubs on all the social medias, except Friendster. We've got Snapchat, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, at Rape Pubs. You can find me in the Twitter land, at @BorellaVictoria_. Johnny, where can we find you?
It's simply at JModa3, or on Facebook, it's Johnny Moda. It's not JModa3 on Snapchat. That guy's an imposter. It's AV Insider there. But basically, at JModa3 everywhere else. And, of course, the Trade Show Minute is a show on the Rave Radio Network. I, myself, have my own show, AV Insider. Victoria, you have a very, very unique show coming from the millennial side of things, which is?
Coffee with Millennial Z, where I bring together someone in the industry that's new, other than myself, and a pro in the industry, so I welcome you to my show as well.
Yeah, love to join.
We'd like to geek out over technology and maybe just tell us about the industry, just in simple terms. You know, a lot of people are new, so they don't want to hear technical stuff. They just want to hear about it, see how they can get involved, and learn at a good pace, not just, you know, as a sponge, you know, get all the technical terms, you know. So I invite you to that conversation, and I'm happy you were able to make it to the Trade Show Minute as well.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure joining you on the Rave Podcast today. I look forward to seeing you guys at the Alona booth 3961.
Thank you so much.